Let's wrap this up. It's back to school coming up.
Yep.
Some cool. I spelled cool with a K here.
That's good. That's good.
Cool things to buy your kids for school. Why don't you raise some tech kids? Get them an iPad. Teach them how to fucking program.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what. Yeah. We had to get TIA 83s for school when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I learned how to program the TIA 83. And that was the beginning of me becoming a faggot. You know,
did your mom take you to get a new outfit?
No, never. I wore
never
sweat.
A new
I wore sweat suits.
You never got like
you
a
guys
cool,
have to wear.
Never had fucking.
You never got a.
I remember all
shirt?
The shirts. And when I was in eighth grade, all of the shirts I had. First of all, I mean, I just had shirts from like elementary school on. I just collected shirts, but all of my new clothes for that year was like one of those like tourist, you know, like places like on, in the streets in DC where they have like t-shirts that say Washington DC.
They're like FBI.
They were throwing out those shirts. They were getting rid of them.
And your mom?
So it was like $5 for like 10 shirts. And I had like 9 different shirts that said, you know, like 10 shirts that just said Washington, D.C.
Did you wear like a female body inspector shirt?
I did. I still have an FBI shirt.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It didn't say, it just said FBI on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you know what that stands for.
It stands for female body inspector. I said that to somebody one time and this cooler older kid was like, have you ever inspected a female body? And I was like, no. I don't like how hard he's laughing at that.
Damn.
Yeah, he's laughing.
Did you ever have to wear the, like the polo shirts and the khakis and shit?
No.
You ever watch The Wire? You know, they wear those like weird maroon polo shirts?
Oh, yeah, like
shit.
Uniforms?
Yeah. We had to wear that shit. And it was fucking funny because if you showed up and you weren't wearing like a belt, they made you wear like a cord, like Jimbo and shit. And, like,
what, like an extension cord?
Yeah, like an extension cord. And like, if, but it didn't matter because like the idea is to like make it to where everyone's equal to like, you know, because it's embarrassing if someone's dookie and they don't have like good clothes or whatever. But like, there was, I mean, it was just like giant fucking bullies just dressed like, like weird, you know, preppy fucking like yacht guys. Just like there was this giant black kid in middle school who was like, I don't know, like 7 feet tall or something, and like eighth grade, and he would just run into class and just like flip your desk over and just go chop. He just had like a catchphrase, which was chop, and then he switched it to slice halfway through the year, and it changed everything. It was fucking tight, man.
Dude, there was
they all look like nerds though.
There are these two twins my sister's year that like, you know, like when you're twins.
Whatever, man. This shit's boring. Who cares?
Stop. That's me.
What are some cool things to buy your kids for school? Going back to school.
Pot.
Yeah, that is a cool thing.
That is a cool thing to buy your kids.
Condoms.
You know what? I think
it's funny when somebody gives
their kids. If I had a daughter, I would buy her one of those long, slippery ass dildos. You know, one of those 17-inch, just blah 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 blah. You know, this one's just shaking people like a wand, so it fucking binds up as it's going into her pussy for the first time. She goes, Dad, why'd you buy me this? I don't know. It's back to school.
I want your pussy to feel good.
I didn't really do well in school. I kind of figured things out on my own. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You're gonna have to. You know what? You're gonna have to figure things out on your own. Here's a dildo.
Nick, you were were you ever like those kids that were like, I don't need a backpack, I'm just gonna carry the books? Do you ever do that? You seem like one of those.
No. You know what I would do is I would get assigned my books. I would put them all in my fucking backpack. I would never do any work. I have no idea. I never used a locker.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea where any of my lockers were.
Uh-huh.
And then I would just walk around with an additional like 50 pounds of unused books.
Yeah, why
in
do
my
we
bag.
Do that to kids?
I don't know, dude. My back's fucked up now, still.
Yeah.
I still have like chronic back pain.
Yeah.
The
my
chronic.
Parents really tried to sell me on the rolling backpack. They're like, oh, it'll be so much better for your back. And I'm like,
not when somebody
fucking
kicks your back in half.
Yeah, you get your ass kicked.
He just rapes you with a broomstick because you're a fucking stupid backpack.
Yeah, that you used to kick the kids.
As a guy, 14-year-old, there's nothing I would love more than a rolling backpack. I would love to march directly into the girls' locker room, which I use with my brand new rolling backpack filled to the brim. With those long slippery dildos. The ones I like.
The slippery? The adjective slippery is so funny in that
Dear guy. Dad. Yes, Adam! Can I have that dildo? He did. What are you doing in there? Nothing. Certainly not inserting a long slippery dildo directly into my ass.
You can speak. Go ahead.
You're allowed to speak.
No, it's gonna
small
be a stupid,
Bill Clinton's very funny. He's like 4 feet tall. Yeah. He's saying this shit. He's like looking up at you, but doing the thumb thing still.
Yeah, yeah.
And wearing
you guys
suit.
Can't see. I'm doing the thumb thing, which where you point through with your thumb through your index finger.
Yeah, that was,
which seals the Bill Clinton
the
impression.
The proctology thing. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how you do it. You gotta have it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Fava beans. A cupcake and a candy bar. 40 Jimmy Dean sandwich burger or breakfast sandwiches.
More like 5 a.m. Whoa, that's
And that's the end of the episode, folks. Thank you.